Do you use Steam?
I do use Steam.
Do you want a free game?
Yeah, why not?
You have to choose from Sanctum, The Witcher 2, Age of Empires 2, Worms Revolution, Super Street Fighter 4, Trials Evolution, Dark Souls, Contagion, Dragon Age Origins Ultimate Edition, LA Noire, Skyrim.
I know, slow down, Professor. Oh,
just
my God.
Send the list.
Okay. I do have Dark Souls and Age of Empires 2. That's the HD edition, right?
Yes. Yes.
My gosh. So many options.
I haven't even gotten everything.
I was like, as soon as you like said like one of them, I was like, oh, I want that game. And then you're like, you go on to other ones. Like, fuck, I want that one too. This is everything.
I also, yeah, I have Brothers of Tale of Two Sons. That's a good game. Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, wow. Yeah, usually when somebody says you want a free game, it's like, fucking Humble Bundle shit.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Evening, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to episode 23 of The Gamesman. The Gamesman here to play roles, and I'm going to play the role of your host. I am Amherst89, and with me today I have one random regular person that people know, and then I have a special guest, and might as well say who they are. We got our indie developer that we're going to be interviewing halfway through the show, and that is Chloe Segal. And how are you doing?
Doing great. Yes. We'll go with that. Okay. How are you?
Oh, I'll talk about how I am after I introduce this next regular person that's, you know, people kind of know, which is Harley Dan. if you haven't heard him before, you'll, I guess, hear him now.
Me before, you haven't been listening to the show.
I haven't heard of either of you, so.
Well, that's true. We're a tiny little podcast, but we love getting people on to talk about their games, so great.
And I must say, holy crap, man, I put up all these E3 shows we put like yesterday, and the site got a gigantic spike in views. I was so excited this morning when I woke up. I was like jumping up and down.
Yeah, and we didn't even have to mention Cosplay Carrie.
Oh jeez. We're not gonna give them that. But how's your last week been, if people haven't listened to E3 stuff, Dan?
Yeah, well, I've been looking after Mum's puppy. She's been away for a week. I've been house-sitting her. She's back now. I'm still here because, quite frankly, I couldn't be asked to move all my stuff tonight. So, yeah, hot as hell I've been for most of the week. And, yeah, getting annoyed by a five-month-old puppy that just won't leave my side and constantly wants to chew on my face.
I've heard a lot of face chewing this week.
He makes some weird noises, doesn't he? He's kind of almost howling whilst he's chewing my nose.
It's like, ow, 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 and I was like, Jesus Christ, stop it.
I don't exactly have any pets here, but I do have a rat that occasionally comes to visit.
I have chinchillas. I guess we should get into the games we've been playing. We'll start with our special guest, Chloe. What have you been playing?
Oh my gosh, you're going to make me start. Okay. I've been playing Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
I need to finish Dark Souls first.
You're going
to
make one of our listeners very happy by saying that.
I haven't finished Dark Souls 1 either. I got stuck on the Bed of Chaos. Is it Bed of Chaos?
I couldn't kill the Bell Tower gargoyles.
Oh my gosh, you fucking get out of here, scrub. Anyways,
I got stuck on choosing what mods I wanted to make it look awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I was playing that for a while. I've been getting into some older games, like Bushido Blade 2.
See, I remember playing the first one. Don't remember the second. I'd never played the second.
I don't remember the first one. I could probably play it, but I know I really like the second one. And it's really good, just fast-paced combat. Just,
yeah.
Yes, and there's so much. It's really easy to like just mess around in that game and make it look like you're doing cool shit.
I think I had the first one on PS2.
PS2? I thought it was PS. Yeah, it's PS1. These are all PS1.
Oh, PS1. Oh, was it? Oh, damn it. I must be thinking of something else then.
There was a spiritual successor, but it was vastly inferior. That's all I remember about it. It was like Kenji or Kengu or...
Oh, yeah, definitely was. And Bushido Blade definitely rings a bell. I just, my aged memory is probably confusing what I played on.
Yeah, it's like Asian, like East Asian combat with a lot of
swords,
one hit kills. Yeah, like samurais and all that kind of stuff. Ugh. I've also started playing, got my horror bug and started playing Haunting Grounds, which is I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No, I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of it? Oh, it's the spiritual successor to the Clock Tower series. I don't know if you guys are
familiar. Oh, yeah, the Clock Tower series, and I've looked at it and I wanted to play it. I just haven't yet. I need to buy it.
Yeah, it's basically that whole thing where you cannot fight back against what's trying to kill you.
I love those games, Amnesia. Yeah. Amnesia. Oh.
Yeah. I never made it through Amnesia. I got to one part in Amnesia and I heard a really like loud scream and I went into the closet and turned off the game.
Oh, you need to hear mine. Oh, okay. So there's this one part you go down like an elevator and you're in the next area and it's really dark. And that's basically the game. But I went around this corner. There's an enemy right there. Went, holy shit. Oh. And I turned around. Well, no. That's what it was. I ran into a room, turned around. He's right behind me, hits me. I freak out, scream like a little girl, scare the shit out of the wife. I run all the way back to the beginning of the area, close the gate, jump up on a pillar, and turn the game off.
Oh my god.
And I started drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, this, that was horrible.
This game, it kind of gives me that same feeling.
I'm gonna have to play it.
I can only play it in certain like segments where I'll just get it gets too intense and I just like I can't do this. I've probably played the game for like an hour at most.
See, the really weird thing is I love being scared. I love it when you have those freaky ass scary shit nightmares and there's nothing you can do about them. You know, horror movies, I just sit there, they do nothing for me. But video games, I'm just like, yeah, you know what? This isn't for me.
Yeah, it puts you into it, so it's...
Yeah, you guys played, so do the dreams.
Have you guys played my other game yet?
No, not yet.
Homesick, that's based on the Clock Tower series.
I'll have to check that out.
Is it out? It's because I thought I saw it was still in development or something. At least the website.
I did a competition a while back, and I had a week to do it, so I just did this week-long version of it. Just bare bones, pretty much. That's out. I'm working on like a revision of it, but I'm just looking for the right team to.
Wait, we can talk about that when we get to you.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to talk about all your stuff in the next segment.
Yeah. Let me finish my list of games that you had me write down. I've been playing Dark Souls 2.
Oh, good game, yeah. And you still need to finish the first one.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pretty sure that I haven't mentioned that yet, so I just wanted to make sure that I got that in there.
I don't know if it's because I have a PS4 controller now hooked up to my computer, but like from Dark Souls, I was horrible. And Dark Souls 2, like I feel like I'm doing really good. I think it's actually because I made more of a roguelike character instead of like because you know they can't get hit like at all.
I think it might have something to do with the game being slightly easier as well.
Well, people say it's easier. Some people say it's harder.
It's a little of both. I mean, they changed some features that made it easier in some regards, but difficult in another. And some of the things I think they like went back on, but they definitely made like.
How far have you gone?
In Dark Souls 2?
Yes.
I'm just about to go to Vendrick Castle.
Okay, I have no idea where that's at.
It's after you get all the old souls, the old Lord souls.
Why do I not know what that is? You must be really far compared to me. The wharfs. I can't remember what the name of it is. Something wharf.
Oh, No Man's Wharf. Yeah, right beginning. Holy shit.
That's beginning? I'm like 12 hours in or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, man. That's like one of the first places you go to.
I've been so busy with other games, like, I need to go back to it.
Oh, but
I,
yeah. Excuses.
But, oh, no, like, I'm really into the game. I just, had a whole bunch of stuff I was trying to play.
You go at your own pace, so.
But I really do want to get back into it.
Yeah, it's a good game. But yeah, go at your own pace. Don't, like, let people like me make you feel bad.
Oh, like our number one listener, Teflon, he's like, you have to play this.
Okay, so I've also been playing with my friends The Hidden Source. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one.
No.
No.
It was a mod for... Oh, hold on a second. I think I just muted you guys. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Well, we can hear you at least.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you again. I just... Okay, good. My microphone's stupid.
I mean, I'm guessing it. Is it a Source Engine mod?
Yes, it was a mod for Source that was really cool. It's asymmetrical multiplayer. You basically have one team, which is the team of, like, elite SWAT guys, and then the other team is this invisible science experiment that has a knife and just barely visible. You have to be,
sounds
like,
awesome.
Extremely so, on your game, and it's, the hidden...
Predator
is, like,
without guns for the Predator.
Yeah, basically, it's the Predator, and The Hidden, which is the name of the character, is just super fast and can pick up their body parts and just, like, nail them to the walls and just everything explodes. it's super fucking scary. It's a good mod.
That sounds pretty freaking fun.
Yeah, it's not under development anymore since, you know, it's Half-Life 2 engine, yeah. So it's really old. Somebody was working on a similar mod for... Natural Selection 2, but it's very inferior to the Source one, but it's promising. My roommate was actually considering developing a mod for when Killing Floor 2 comes out. A mod for that game, because that engine is supposedly going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, my wife played the first one, and she's like playing it. I should tell her about the second one.
Yeah. I don't think they've released much info, but apparently the people that have played it really loved it. And I don't know much else. My roommate knows more about it. So, yeah, The Hidden. Another game I've been playing a lot of, and I've been playing this, like, nonstop for the past several days, is Mercenary Kings. You do a lot of... Yeah, you do a lot of Kickstarter, so you might have come across that one.
It reminds me of Green Beret.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going really old school there. Obviously, it looks a hell of a lot better. I used to play Green Beret on a green screen, for crying out loud. Yeah.
But that game is phenomenal. It's like everything that, as a developer, that I want to do in a video game.
So it looks like, what is that? Slugs.
Metal Slug X.
Metal Slug, yeah.
It's very reminiscent of that, and it's by the guys, the guy that did the Scott Pilgrim game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal animator. I'm so jealous of his skills. I mean, there are some things about the art style that I'm not particularly fond of, but in general, I think it's just... Oh, it's like...
Yeah, all the
can I just, like, remove his brain and... Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just, like, remove his brain and put it into my brain so I can art like him?
I think Google are working on something similar to that, so, you know, you might be able to get some kind of chip upgrade.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude, I know Kung Fu.
God.
And I've also been playing Dark Souls 2.
I really need to get that. I still need to finish the first one.
You don't have to finish the first one to play it. I found that out.
The stories are similar, but they're not, like, one doesn't... Like, they have a few things that kind of bled over in terms of, like, lore that comes over. But in terms of, like, the actual story, they're, like, not linked at all.
I hadn't finished Mass Effect for ages and ages, and then Mass Effect 2 was coming out. I was really excited about it. I did enjoy what I'd played of Mass Effect, and I bought Mass Effect 2... And I played the entirety of Mass Effect 2 days before it was released, so I could go straight into Mass Effect 2. I'm that kind of guy. I won't play a sequel without playing the original.
That's what we tried to do for Dark Souls 1, and we failed.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to.
Dan, you're so screwed for getting through Dark Souls. Get in Dark Souls 2.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, the main issue is I haven't got the cash to buy Dark Souls 2, so, you know, I've got plenty of time.
Didn't I buy you Dark Souls? I don't know, I bought you so many games.
No, I bought myself Dark Souls, but I'm still, I'm not going to buy Dark Souls 2 until I've completed Dark Souls. Perhaps I should buy it, and then it'll be there, so I'm going to complete this, then you can play this one.
That's true, yeah, give yourself incentive. Cool.
Yeah.
So, those are the games I've been playing.
Alright, so, Dan, what have you been playing, then?
Well, I've been playing some stuff. One of them, thanks to the wonderful Steam friends and family sharing Gary's copy of Wolfenstein: The New Order, and just to piss Gary off, I still haven't completed it yet.
What were you doing on the game all yesterday, then?
it wasn't actually supposed to. On my computer, it wasn't running, but somehow in Steam, it still was.
He literally has the last boss fight.
Yeah,
and
There's two parts to the last boss fight, and I'm on the second part of the last boss fight.
5 minutes. It's even less than he had whenever the whole Batman Arkham Origins, he pissed me off with like uncompleted games.
And perhaps part of the reason I haven't finished that is because I know how much it winds you up.
I hate you.
But yeah, you know, as you know, FPSs aren't really my genre anymore. I used to enjoy them a fair bit, but I've kind of gone off them a bit recently. And I keep going in cycles, you know. I might want to play for ages, like a year or so, I'll be totally into driving games. And then it'll be something else, and then it'll be something else. And, you know, I'm in my kind of space sim cycle at the moment. So as you can tell by the two space sim games that I'm going to mention, I haven't really been playing many of them, unfortunately. I've also Little Racer Street. I had the Android kind of version of that. Anyway, sorry, I should skip back. Wolfenstein, really enjoying it. Fantastic story. It does seem, however, that there's no real. I mean, obviously the Nazis have managed to do something with time, but it doesn't seem so far that there's any concentration of trying to revert the timeline. It's just about killing this one guy who's screwed everything up, and that's a little bit annoying.
I guess they didn't, like, after the whole thing with Death Head goes off, you don't really hear about him, you just know you're going after him, and because, you know, what is it, 16 years or something?
Yeah, I mean, the Nazis are covering the entire face of the Earth, and you're just going after this one guy who's pissed you off. you're not trying to reset the timeline and get it back so that...
I think he is a big part of
Yeah, I know, them. But just killing him isn't going to, you know, stop the Nazis having future jets at the beginning of the game. You know,
well, that'll
I'd like...
Order 2.
Well, yeah, probably will be. You can add... No, because... It doesn't seem like you probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I'll say anything. But
anyway,
like, that's the other thing I wanna say is, I don't know. Like, from the time the game actually starts and the time up to, you know, whenever you start the game proper, I guess, because you got your like prequel to it. But like, nothing really changes. Like, they don't get like anything different because you see a robot dog in 1946. I think that's when the game starts.
Yeah, you get much bigger robot dogs, and you get you're right. It pretty much stays the same.
Yeah, other than like this gigantic thing. That
yeah,
is like an overseer. I don't know.
Yeah, the London thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I've got issues with the story. When it comes to how it runs, it's working perfectly well on my budget rig. It looks great. It sounds fantastic. As ever, the audio is far too loud compared with everything else on the levels of my system.
Yeah, how about that with like only one level? Like you got the volume and then you don't have like speech or anything else, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to tweak all of those, because sometimes, you know, you just want to drop down the music and the background sounds and just hear the talking or stuff like that. But,
yeah, I did
That pisses me off. And it also pisses me off when there isn't a volume slider, because, yeah, I know I can alt-tab out and change the volume, but it's so much easier if you can just do it in game and have it remember that's where you've set it.
There seems to be a, like, an epidemic of, like, AAA titles that, like, just get minor things, like, fucking wrong.
Yeah.
It's, well, of course, because they're worrying about the money that they're being given to get the game, and then, you know, the publisher or whatever's like, get this
done. It's all because 9 times out of 10, they're shoddy console ports.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of the things my roommate is frequently advocating is consoles pretty much ruin everything because, like, especially around this time when they're doing the switch to the new consoles, like, everything that comes out now is not technically next gen. It's still being developed for the older system because, you know, they have to make it for their fan base. They can't just, user base, they can't just automatically just, just switch right to the next system.
Now, having said that,
we talk about that because the old consoles hold back the new consoles because the people to make the most money, they have to, you know, put everything on the old consoles as well so they get the people that haven't switched over yet.
Hence the delay for GTA 5. But I am interested to see what the difference will look like between, let's say, for the sake of argument, 360 and Xbox One.
It's going to be amazing.
I don't really care. I just want to see what it looks like on the PC. Anyway, yeah. I've also been playing Little Racers Street. And I first came across the Little Racers IP as an Android game. It's an old school kind of isometric top-down racer. And I picked it up in a bundle. It's dirt cheap. And Play 5 Vulcan that I'm on the beta for, it allows me to earn credits for Green Man Gaming. So I thought, I might as well play it. I think I've earned 20p so far from playing that.
Yay.
Which isn't bad for about the 20 minutes I've played it for.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, that, I mean, what can you say about it? Top-down racer, you've got nitro, steering left and right, you can upgrade your cars. There is actually a weather mechanic in it, which is far better than anything I've ever seen.
I mean, like the thing that's supposed to come to Forza Horizon as a patch?
Yeah. They actually have, you know, rain and snow and stuff like that for, you know, a fairly little house. They've done pretty well with it. And it's, you know, nice little arcadey racer. I'm enjoying it. But there's not a huge amount to say about it. I mean, it looks nice,
cool.
But yeah, it is kind of cool. And it was, you know, it was on a cheap bundle, so I picked it up. And in fact, in that same bundle came a game I already had, which I gave to Gary. And that was Blue Toad Murder Files.
I need to get into it.
The Mystery of Little Riddle or something. Anyway, kind of point-and-click adventure-ish light, I suppose. With some interesting voice acting and some fairly humorous bits now and then. The only problem is whenever I play it, I end up talking to people online and then it asks you questions about stuff that's happened. And if you're in a conversation, you know, I can't remember what someone on the game said whilst I'm talking to someone else so I cock up now and then, but it's very simple. It's kind of weird because some of the humor is very adult, but the gameplay is very childish. And there's like math puzzles in there and loads of other stuff. To give you an example, like one of the math puzzles, to get gold, you've got to complete it in 2 minutes, 30 seconds without making any mistakes. I did it in 40 seconds whilst checking it 3 times. So it's very simple. But yeah, it's kind of fun. And basically it's just victory achieved fodder for the guys at gaming. G4TE, because I need to get some more entries. Other than that, yeah, a bit more Hearthstone. Played you, Gary.
We had a blast. Oh man, it was kind of intense. Kind of. There was like the one match that we did. Like we were taking each other out like slowly, and we both had a little bit of health left, and I think I won at the end of that one. And then there's one I completely destroyed you. And there's one you completely destroyed me. Like, I was like, oh, I'll just let you win. You're like, no, we should do this right. And then I was like, okay. And then, like, my idea was, okay, if I do end up doing really good and about to destroy him, I'll just skip until he kills me. And no, Dan got me pretty good on that one. He completely took me out.
And it's the first kind of card game I've played on PC or... But, you know, the only card games I ever normally play are poker or top trumps. I don't know if you get that in the States.
Don't think so.
I'm quite fine of Minesweeper.
That would put it on the biggest size with the least amount of mines and then just click it and get it in one click. And they're like, yeah, I'm really good at this. And you'd be like,
I've done that before because it's funny to take gigantic chunks out of it.
I do whatever the default hard mode is. I basically phase out when I do it and just like everything's like muscle memory.
Whenever I do that, I pretty much guaranteed that my first click, when you've got it all blank, you don't know where anything is, that's a mine. Every single freaking time. And I'm just like, you know what?
A lot of the modern ones actually program a failsafe for that. Yeah. So it doesn't actually calculate where the mines are until you click your first spot.
I haven't played Minesweeper since, what was it, Windows 95?
I didn't play it till about 2 seconds ago.
Going back to that bundle, another one I picked up was Galaxy on Fire 2 Full HD, and that's the main reason I bought the bundle, because on Steam it was something like £13 and the bundle was £6.50. So I was like, well, I can get the game I want for half the price and there's a load of other stuff chucked in. And it's great, but unfortunately, it seems like the 16 times anti-aliasing, or however you pronounce it, I'm dyslexic, I don't know. Really cock stuff up, and I'm just getting chunks missing out on the screen, and it's not because my system can't handle it, it's barely heating up, it's just badly programmed, so much so that it looks better on my phone, which is, so even when I plug my phone into my TV and play it through the TV, you know, scaling up the, I mean, it's a 1080p phone, so it should look fairly similar, but when I put it on my PC, it's just, even with the high-res texture pack, all those blocks are missing on the screen. I guess it's because I've, tried to push it to something that the game itself can't handle. But, yeah. Basically, I bought it because I want more stuff to play on my new flight stick, because I bought the flight stick for Star Citizen. I'm really enjoying using it, which is another reason why I got Tom Clancy's Hawks. Which I played briefly. It looks absolutely fantastic on maximum settings, but doesn't seem to like multi-core architecture, especially not 8-core architecture. So it keeps randomly crashing for no apparent reason.
Okay, really fast, because I just started playing Minesweeper. Yeah. I got killed 3 times in a row on my first click. I don't believe you. It doesn't choose until you
hang on, which are you playing, like Windows Minesweeper or a proper version of Minesweeper?
Wait, there are proper versions of this? Ah, yes. Not again. I'm doing Windows. I didn't know there was anything other than what comes on your computer. But it looks a lot better than what I used to play. Anyway, go back to what you're doing.
Yeah, so Hawks keeps crashing for no apparent reason. I'll install Hawks 2. There was some deal on Uplay where I got the 2 for like £3. Well, they're pretty old anyway, so. Now I thought, worth a punt to play with my flight stick a bit more. And, of course, I've been playing a lot more Star Citizen. There was a 6 or 8 gig patch the other day, and it's actually really improved it. I'm getting it seems like they've improved the the word's just gone from my mind.
I need to get back into it.
It's working a lot better. It doesn't seem to be such a memory hog, and we've got to really hurry this up because Chloe's friends arrived. So, yeah. That's been about it. So, Gary, should we skip your bit, record that later, and then do the interview, and then record your bit?
No, I'm going to go through real fast.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So,
that's fine.
Yeah, what I've been playing is, of course, Yoshi's New Island, and, I was at Docks for 2 hours, so I kind of played that and got through a world and a half. Hearthstone, played with Dan. I'll talk about Murder Soul Suspect next week, I guess. That game is actually really fun and stuff. And then, if you haven't... the reason that I haven't played anything is because with E3 going on, it has been editing E3. Mm. Oh, man, it has been insane. 3 shows we just put up. If you didn't see them, go check them out. But that's it for us. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to get into some... fever.
Virus jiggling fever.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a little bit. So we are back, and well, like we said right before the break, it is virus jiggling fever up in here this week. So Chloe's, one of Chloe's games actually is Virus Jiggling Fever. She was nice enough to give us something to kind of check it out. And my god, I love it. It's so much fun. Right before the podcast, I was playing around with it and everything. To get myself back into it because I haven't been able to do anything all week, like I said before. And, man, I played it for half an hour straight, got through, like they have levels 1-1, 1-2, you know. I got up to 3-3, and then I had to quit because I need to do podcast stuff. But it's so much fun. And I guess I'll say it's it reminds me of Breakout or... Right, Breakout mixed with Dr. Mario because of the viruses and stuff, and it's so great.
That was my inspiration.
Oh, sweet.
Well, strangely for me, it reminded me of Breakout mixed with the movie Contagion.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, you're not here to hear us talking about your game. Obviously, you're here to talk about your game and tell us about it and stuff like that. So let's get on to that.
It was just something that an idea that I had bouncing around for like some time. I was just like, oh, that sounds like it would be fun. So
it is.
You know, I had just come back from I did a talk at PAX at Penny Arcade East, and you know, that it was just being there around like all these other developers. I was just like, I'm gonna come home and do something. So I just put a message out on Twitter. I'm like, who wants to make a game? Like a week. So one of my Twitter followers just was like, I'll do it. So we did a game in like a week. And we didn't exactly finish it in a week. There's still some stuff that needed to be done. He's got another job that he's been working at, so he's been focusing on that. So the game that is out now that you guys have been playing isn't exactly finished.
It's we just still a lot of fun.
You know, the base game is there. There's just a few other features that I wanted to add. I just got the story elements in from my artist who is working with me. He's phenomenal. He just does great work, and I love him to death.
So, obviously, Gary and I have played the game, and we know what it's about, but the people who are listening to it, most of them won't have a clue. So why don't you give them an idea of what the game's about?
It's basically a lot of
sell
the games. A lot of the games I like to do are very retro, and this is it's just it's kind of in that it's. I restricted myself to the NES style, so it's you know, if you're a fan of that era, it's you'll feel right at home. It's just. Like you guys said, it's basically just Dr. Mario and Breakout.
And I wanted to say that the soundtrack for it actually sounds really good. I really like it.
That's one of my favorite bits. I love
jamming out.
That's my friend Bert and his team, bitbybitsound.com. They he was a fan of Homesick, and he just like messaged me out of the blue, and he's like, I want to make music for you. So he's just
sweet.
Making all the music for my games. And in fact, like, the reason why he's doing chiptune is because of like some of the projects him and I have worked on. And he just does phenomenal work. He like doesn't complain at all. I just give him the list of the stuff I want to do, and he just fucking sends it out like really quick. They also accept commissions and everything like that. So if anybody else wants some really good music from a great group of people for their projects, it's just bitbybitsound.com.
Put the link in the show notes, and I will put it into our show notes for the show, so people can go look it up.
That'll be on the site. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check them out for the game that I've got brewing in my. I actually need to find everyone to do all the stuff because I can't draw, I can't code. I've just come up with an idea for a game.
That's kind of what I've been doing. I've just had to rely on myself for so long. I've learned how to do a few things.
Yeah, I really should learn how to do it. But
I would love to learn how to do stuff.
I live behind a pub, so it's like, shall I do? No, I'll go to the pub.
Maybe you should do it while you're at the pub, and then...
Yeah, but then I'd be drunk, and there'd be so many errors in the coding. Anyway,
hey, there could be a crazy thing going on there.
The game is just, you know, just a fast-paced kind of, old-school little adventure. It's got a little story in there that, you know, some people have criticized, but fuck them. It did it for me, and I think it's cute, and I love it.
Well, that's the way to make a game, isn't it? You make something that you want to play.
Yeah.
And hopefully there'll be other people out there that want to play it. I mean, Gary and I want to play it, and in fact, I picked it up because it's also available on... Is it on iOS as well as Android?
It is on iOS. No, it's not on iOS yet.
Okay, it's on Android. iOS,
but it is on Android. It's on Ouya. It's on Windows 8, so you can get it on Windows Phone. It's on PC, obviously. On PC, it's on the store now.
Oh, right.
It's actually in the process of... It's on Steam Greenlight.
Greenlight, yeah.
Yeah, we're not getting very many votes, so it's not like...
Speaking of that, I'm going to do that right now. I completely forgot to do it.
Might as well. We can use all the votes we can get. We've been getting a lot of down votes, which is disconcerting, but I hear that everybody gets a lot of down votes. And I believe that Steam changed it so that they don't have that much weight, if any at all. So I don't know. It's on a whole bunch of stuff. It's also on Mac. iOS we could do, but it's we'd have to buy the certain software for it, and then we also have to pay the subscription because Apple's...
Yeah, the licensing. Apple. Yeah, they want a big old chunk as well. Okay, so one thing I'm really interested... Sorry, Gary, I know you're hosting, but I just keep thinking of things I want to ask.
Yeah, like never.
I really want to know what got you started into, you know, making games.
I always kind of did it when I was a kid, like just hanging out with my friends and be like, it would be cool if we did a game like this and like this. We make like all these.
I still do that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You've
lots
done what pretty much everyone listening has thought, but you've actually acted on that.
I did like a few actual development things with I used ClickTeam products back when I was a kid to help me like start doing it because it's really easy to do shit with them.
Yeah.
And I didn't really actually think about it until as a career until after I was homeless for the first time. I stayed at a friend's house and he had a copy of Far Cry on the Xbox and they had a little love letter on there. And I would make these like just gorgeous, ridiculous levels with the restricted, you know, thing they had for that. And
you can only have a certain amount of assets in there, couldn't you?
Yeah. And, you know, you couldn't load in your own original stuff and it was really, it was lame, but I worked with it and it's pretty cool. And then, you know, he saw the stuff I was doing. He's like, you should do this as a job. You should go to like DeVry and shit. So I went to DeVry. That was my first mistake. DeVry is a terrible school. I have nothing good to say about them. They don't give a shit about their students. They just care about your money. And, but you know, that kind of fucked up my education career. I did go back later for other stuff, but that's neither here nor there. I learned a few good things from them. But I probably could have got a better education at a community college, to be honest. But I did learn some things from there. And after then, it was just, you know, doing stuff as a hobby for quite some time. And it's been like 12 years I've been working at it. And just now I've been filing, like completing projects and putting them out commercially for others.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, like after playing through it and Dan saying that you get on Android, I got on Android. So now, I was like,
There is one thing I need to say about the Android version. It's probably just me. I can't get on with the touch controls.
I let Charles is the programmer. I let him kind of run with that, and I guess it's good for what it is. But it was definitely like an area where we were a little like not sure of what we were gonna do with it. So I was just like, just run with it, just do something. And I didn't even have to say that. He just kind of did it on his own, and I think he did an all right job.
Oh, no, it's a good job. But I think the thing that gets me is the way that it works in two ways at once. You can either tap at the top of the screen to move up and or the bottom to move down, or you can swipe up and down. and it doesn't, but there's no kind of distinction between the two. It's just that, you know, between, or at least on my phone. And sometimes I just, you know, my brain farts and I'm like tapping the wrong part of the screen, or I'm, yeah, just drunk.
Like, I was playing it a little bit ago after I bought it, and whenever the ball's moving really fast, I have, I've found a problem with trying to move like really fast down to the bottom. Because I don't think it's swipe, I think it's just touch. I'm like, tap! Like, whenever it's just going back and forth, kind of slowly, like, to one end to the other, or, you know, it's getting caught up and everything, and then it's going back, it's fine. But, like, if it's really fast, it's a little difficult. But I think it's just me being shit at playing.
Oh, no. I agree. It's a little leery. I can have him take a look at it, especially if it's having problems.
I haven't tried it out yet, because obviously I've got an HG cable. I haven't tried plugging in a keyboard yet, which would seem a bit weird, because I've only got a full-size keyboard. I don't carry around one with me. But if you can actually give controller support for, like, the
I believe it does have controller support.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to try that out then. In which case, forget everything I've said, because that'll be fine.
I think, like, if it's not...
Because,
like,
I mean, it works on that way, and
yeah.
So.
If you can slide back and forth, that'd be complete... That'd just make it perfect. But, like the kind of copy you gave us to play on the PC, I've had no problem. It works perfectly fine. I've had so much fun with it, and like I said, I made it through, like, 3 levels and stuff, and it's just... amazing.
Kind of feel a bit guilty about getting a free copy, but I know.
No, I'll be buying it whenever it comes out.
In fact, I think we'll probably be buying a few copies and giving them away, so we can spread the game. But what else? You mentioned earlier you've got other games that you've worked on.
One
stuff
thing
in
I want to ask about this game before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
So I was looking at, like, I found a website that has everything, and it'll be put in the show notes as well. But I want to say that the viruses that you get to play as, because whenever I was playing, I was like, man, what is that that I'm killing? But there's hematoma, vomit, fills, Ebola, inker, fish bloat, glob.
That was actually Charles. He came up with all those names. Like, I didn't actually give him the name. I was just referring to them by their colors. And it's pretty racist, but...
Well, I don't know. There aren't that many purple people.
Yeah.
Well, unless you have... anyway.
Although there is a purple people.
The last two are Plague and Nanowraith or whatever.
Nanowraith.
But, because I was wondering what they were whenever I was killing them. I was like, that one looks not like vomit, maybe? I don't know. But, like, it was nice to see what they were. Now, I want to know what a couple of the power-ups are. And stuff like that. Actually, the biggest one I want to know, because I guess I'll say this now. I was playing one game, and it the one ball got stuck behind a bunch of different stuff, killed a couple, and then I got two of the multi-ball things at once.
And
it got insane, and I was getting power-ups, and what are those smiley face things?
That is... every single virus has a chance to do a negative effect if you hit it with the wrong color.
That's another thing. They change.
If it has a yellow outline, that means that anytime you hit it with the wrong color, it'll do a negative effect. Mm-hmm. The smiley face is the negative effect for the blue one. It just shoots out of that smiley face ball, which does absolutely nothing. It's just a distraction.
Yeah, it doesn't. I was hitting it around a bunch, and you could use it as a positive if you want a certain color, because it'll change the colors of the shoulder. I'm guessing that's shoulder uses, right?
I didn't even notice that. That's kind of a happy accident. I think I like that. We'll keep that in.
Yeah, if you can do it right, or, you know, like, oh, I'm going after this, or I don't know, if you're trying to go after one and you're like, oh, I'm red, but I want to be, say, blue. Yeah, you let that ball hit it if it's going first, and it's like, yes, I changed to the right color, now I can try to hit it at it.
Excellent.
I mean, my one little criticism would be, early game, it seems like the sticky pad turns up.
It's terrible.
Too often. No, you just get it too often. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
I was not a fan of the sticky pad. I put it in there because that's kind of like a staple of Breakout.
Yeah, it's a Breakout classic.
But I'm not terribly fond of it, even on the later levels. I'm kind of just like, ugh, sticky ball.
Sometimes it doesn't work well whenever you have a one of those power-ups that give you like a 4-second or whatever time limit. And then you're like, should I go up and use this? Yeah. Should I just throw it right out? Or, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends. Yeah. But the game is a lot of fun. I really like playing it.
I'm glad.
Killing viruses is so much fun. I feel like I'm saving the world when I'm playing the game.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to get the story elements in there. I saw a few
of those things. Like
the ending that we got.
Oh, yeah. But like the text messages you're getting from, I guess, just the company you're working for.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm laughing at it. Yeah, it's really good.
You'll have to put Gary's quote on any advertising. I feel like I'm saving the world whilst I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, use the game for that quote. Actually, I'll write up an article saying just that, and then you can link us. And...
Do it.
I'll definitely do it. Once the game is out, make sure I know, and then I'll write a review the next day, and I'll make sure I have that quote in there. But the one thing, because you know we want to run through your stuff, because I guess you're gonna have to leave sometime soon. But my favorite thing is whenever the guy gets like you beat the level, the guy jumps down a whole bunch of his like I don't know buddies or whatever colleagues, that are doing. Yeah, colleagues. they're like running across the ground. I don't know what they're doing, like dancing or whatever. But your guy's just like fist pumping. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I laugh so hard every time I complete a level. It's amazing. I love it.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. I'm glad that somebody likes those. So. I didn't take very long to do the animations, but I did put a lot of work into them.
Well, you did a perfect job for me.
Thanks. With the viruses, I kind of just went bleh, but I think some of them actually kind of look cute. So.
I mean, it's you know, you put a I guess face to these diseases and stuff, and I think now if somebody gets Ebola, I'm gonna be looking at a weird orange monster in their bloodstream.
Why did he name that Ebola? It's just
why isn't syphilis there?
Who knows?
We must fight syphilis.
That'll be the DLC for it.
Yeah,
so you want sexually transmitted diseases?
The SDI upgrade.
It's now transmittable via air, syphilis.
Could be transmissible via some mutated flying animal.
Yeah, flying animal that has sex with you.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It could mutate and.
Oh man! All right. Yeah.
Bacteria tend to mutate more than viruses, but actually, no, viruses mutate a hell of a lot as well. Come to think of it,
yeah. Imagine that you want to
look at the flu.
Some of my other games.
Yeah, your other games. Because it's safe to say Gary and I are really enjoying this, and we want to know what else you're working on, other stuff we can pick up.
I did mention Homesick. That one's out there for free. That version, at least. Most of the games I like to put out for free, even though it's probably not the smartest business sense. I'm a big fan of DMR or DRM free games.
Oh yeah.
Throw a link in there too, so I can throw that in there because I want to play that game after you talking about it.
I will have to find it for you. It's on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
Well, I'll put a link into that as well. Give us all the links.
Yeah, like we'll pimp you out completely.
Hey.
Hmm. Well, not like wrong. Completely.
Yeah.
I'm actually expecting you to turn up on Madison and Third at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
The link is on the About Me section.
Cool.
There are some devlogs that I have up there as well that are currently not being monitored or anything. Just haven't been updating them. I have this kind of like curse that anytime I mention like what I'm doing about with my games, they never get done on time. So I try to give as little information as possible. But
like
you know,
Valve.
I've I've been working on a few other games recently. One of the ones that I'm really excited about that I want to get out is it's based on Gunsmoke for the NES.
Ooh.
It's kind of like it's that same style, but it's more of like Bounty Hunter-esque, but it's in kind of that Cowboy Bebop style universe where it's like futuristic.
Oh, you should have said Cowboy Bebop. Oh, dude.
So it's you basically I have some art done for it, and I've got the design is very loose. A lot of some of the games that I do, I really design the fuck out of them, but then some of them, like this one, I just kind of just go with the flow with it. This one, it's kind of like that, but it's basically like set up like a roguelike, but like NES Gunsmoke style. So you just get your contract, you go find the guy that you want to kill, and along the way you can pick up little bits of armor that you can use to customize your character, and customizable weapons as well.
I think you should put in customizable eyeballs as well.
Yeah, customizable eyeballs from Stutter. Yay.
Customizables.
So yeah, it's very, very focused on customization, and I have another roguelike that I'm working on that is kind of like a little dungeon crawl. It's not about your character. Your character's more of like the leader, and you're in this dungeon with tons of traps, like kind of in the same vein as the, you ever see that movie Cube?
Oh, yes!
Oh my god, yeah. Yes!
So it's just like traps that will murder the fuck out of you, and your job as the leader is not to actually go through the traps, but to send other people through the traps.
I must say, it must be because we're like close in age, but you're saying all this stuff to like, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, well, Cube's a fairly old movie.
Yeah, yes, but I mean, yes. It's stuff that I think people around my age would know about.
I'm kind of surprised either of you know about it. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
it's super Canadian.
But, that's strange. Yeah. I thought it was Japanese.
Yeah, Cube was a Canadian movie.
Was it?
Canadian series, yeah.
Okay, I must be thinking about a different Cube that was definitely Japanese.
Cube was the one where they're like in this big cube-like
Rubik's Cube.
It was basically a building that kept moving around, and there was
three movies. The second one was just like, what the fuck?
I didn't even know about the third one. I know about the second one.
Yeah. There's Cube, Hypercube, and then Cube Zero, which is like
I've never
prequel.
Heard of that one. Yeah.
But yeah, it's, the game is basically like that. You know, your lives are based on how many extra prisoners that you have that you can send out. And it's just, it's super funny, especially when I brought in the concept of enemies and just how your players react to them. Some of the traps are pretty ridiculous, like just trying to think of like the most, but in that same vein, like in a different art style or continue with my retro, NES style, which I probably will because
you could probably merge the two, couldn't you?
Yeah. Do like, kind of hybrid. A lot of stuff is doing that nowadays, like especially with, Mercenary Kings, even listening to the music, it's got like all that retro, like chiptune elements to it with like the heavy fucking guitars in the back. And it's just so, yes.
You do see a lot of people like going for the retro style looking games as well that I've seen.
Because it was awesome.
Yeah, and so much of the new stuff is just iterative junk that we've all seen before. At least, stripping it back to a much older style of graphics that can actually help you develop a better story because you're not worrying so much about the lighting and we've got this bit shaded properly and, oh, hang on a minute, we've got to code it for 5.1 or 7.1 surround sound. Oh, hang on, this guy's got 10.2. We better.
What's the thing you're saying? You have to see how many arm hairs we can cram into the characters.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And anyways, on that note, I have to get going.
Okay. Well,
before you get going, can we, do you have any shout outs or anything that you want to kind of throw out there before we let you go?
I was not prepared for this.
That's all right.
I apologize.
Sorry, I still haven't figured out who I'm shouting at.
Fine.
Yeah, we don't really do it whenever we do it, but yeah. If you don't have any...
Go ahead. Everyone that currently knows me. Hey, everybody.
Hey, that includes us, Gary.
Yay!
Shout out to Dan and Amaris.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to shout you for finally taking some of the games I have in my Steam library.
Hey, yeah. Woo. Yay.
Well, thank you ever so
happy
much
to take
for
more.
Sharing yeah your valuable time with us.
And since Chloe is now gone, we're going to take a little break. We'll get back and we'll get our shout-outs, Quest of the Week, TGM Checks, if we have any, I don't think we do. A couple pieces of news, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, we're back, and it's time for a little bit of news. We're going to go through this real quick because, well, something happened this week, and it was called E3, and, well, nobody cares about E3. I mean, yeah. if you want to listen to us talk about E3, we have 3 podcasts up that you can listen to, so go listen to those. But we're going to get into some news, and Dan has the first one.
So the first bit of news is about Minecraft and how they are changing exceptions in the end user license agreement to clarify what you can and cannot do when it comes to monetization. And well, the big issue comes with the fact that you can run your own servers with Minecraft, and it's always been a bit of a double-edged sword for them. You can do just about anything you want on those servers, which, you know, for us, the gamers, is absolutely fantastic. But it also sometimes ends up breaking the EULA, which ends up getting Mojang into trouble. For example, some privately run servers charge for in-game items, XP boosts, access to certain game modes, and some of them charge quite a lot. Marcus Notch Person, is that his name? I don't know. Anyway, Notch, he's writing a new blog post yesterday saying, about how people charge for that, and he doesn't know how many emails he's received from parents asking for their $100 back their kids spent on an item pack on a server that they have no control over. So to help protect Mojang from such accusations in the future, they've created new rules which regard monetization. The rules have been detailed on Mojang's site, but basically what it boils down to is fewer restrictions on creating selling in-game items and other monetized goods, and to make sure you communicate with your customers that you aren't Mojang. This says fewer. I think it's more restrictions would make more sense. Anyway, you've got to say that you're not at all connected with Mojang if you're selling goods, and to say that Mojang don't sell items that impact gameplay and don't charge real money for in-game money. Or they're not meant to sell items that impact. I'm not entirely sure. It's all there. Have a look. If you're into Minecraft, you'll probably already know about this. And there was one last request from Notch, which was, Herobrine is not real. Please stop asking. basically people have been swindling people out of money for their use of their servers. Kind of making it into a play to win situation. It's actually, you know, quite, I think it's a good idea for Mojang to actually, you know, try to stop this, if only just to stop them getting so many emails from angry parents. But it's understandable, you know, you do have to have some kind of control over your IP, even when it comes down to other people's servers. So, yeah, massively. Yeah, I actually not the biggest crowdfunded game anymore, but you know, a hell of a lot of money. It's coming out on PS4. It's on Xbox. It's on PC.
It's on everything anymore.
Yeah, I've got it on my freaking phone. Actually, I don't. I haven't installed it recently, but I still have it. But yeah, so if you are running one of those dodgy servers where you're charging people for stuff, make sure you check out the EULA, because you might be getting into some sort of trouble. And, you know, stop charging people for access to a big chest or something. It's not.
Yeah, I think that's kind of dumb.
Yeah. That's it for that bit. All the news bits are going to be pretty short. Garrett, you've got the next one. Mm-hmm.
And the next one is actually about Aisha Tyler, who, if you don't know, is the person that has been announcing hosting the Ubisoft conferences. Again, she's getting hate for, you know, she's lying about being a gamer and all this stuff. And she wrote a poem, actually, I don't know if it was a couple years ago, a year ago, or something like that. But her poem is, I go to E3 each year because I love video games, because new titles still get me high, because I still love getting swag, love wearing my gamer pride on my sleeve. People ask me what console I play. Motherfucker, all of them. I get invited to E3 because real gamers know I'm a gamer. I don't do it for money. I have plenty of money. I don't do it for fame. Fuck fame. I do it because I love video games. So, yeah, you know, I would guess she plays games. I mean, I don't care if she does or doesn't. She does a good job with Ubisoft stuff and everything. And, well.
Said it right that time.
yeah, nobody cares. Anyway.
There's a brilliant quote in that. She was talking to NPR.org.
Yeah, and she says, like, I'll literally tell somebody to their face, fuck you, and I've done it on this floor.
Yeah, to come and tell me that something I've lived with and loved since I was a little kid is illegitimate. That I'm sorry. To come and tell me that something I've lived with and loved since I was a kid is illegitimate, that I'm lying about it, I'll literally tell somebody to their face, fuck you, and I've done it on this floor.
Whenever I see her, you know, on there, it doesn't seem like she doesn't play video games. Sure they wouldn't tell somebody that doesn't play, or, you know, keep inviting somebody that doesn't play any of their games or video games in general, that they've, you know, that they want them to host their conference for the biggest gaming expo in the world.
And she, you know, she talks about playing games on a podcast, Girl on Guy, you know, quite a lot of the time. And it's kind of weird.
Yeah, apparently her favorite video game franchise is like Gears of War and stuff.
But the weird thing, you know, gamers used to be excluded, looked at with, just dodgy. You know, people give us dodgy looks and be like, oh, he plays video games. I'm not sure about him.
And gamers now, are giving her hate. Like, yeah, come on.
You know, gamers are excluding people. Gamers are like, oh, well, I don't like them. Then, you know, like, she's a fake gamer girl, or she's trans or whatever. Well, fuck off. It doesn't fucking matter. If they like playing video games, let them enjoy playing their fucking video games. You know, what, like, are you scared they're going to beat you at Halo? Just man up and stop being such a whiny little bitch.
You gotta watch out for Amaranth. She'll kick your ass at Titanfall, apparently.
No, she won't. She plays that on the Xbox, doesn't she?
What's that have to deal with anything?
Anyway, so we're helping out Aisha, calling out the hypocrisy that's in the video game community, because I don't know about you, but I'm fucking sick of it.
I don't care. People have their stupid opinions.
Well, yeah, I don't care about their stupid opinions until they start affecting other people. And, you know, the whole community in video games has got quite toxic recently. It's not a nice place to be. I mean, the amount of times you get called out for being shit at a game or a noob or whatever, and you're just trying to enjoy yourself, and you're not deliberately team shooting or anything like that, and you're just there to have fun, and you get these whiny little bitches that keep going on. When I say bitches, I generally mean 13-year-old males that shouldn't even be playing the game in the first place, because it's an 18. It's becoming an industry where the consumers are just ruining it for themselves. You know, loads of people will saying, oh, we want to see new stuff from Nintendo. We want to see new stuff from Nintendo. And then they show new stuff and they're like, oh, but where's this and where's that? Oh, where have you shown this?
It's like, where this and where's that? It's, you know, oh, I don't like this. This doesn't appeal to me enough. You know, third party support. They have, you know, the most first party support in, you know, any gaming console. And whenever you have this, I don't know, I look at a console for exclusives, and then people don't like it because it doesn't have third-party stuff.
If you don't like the exclusive, don't buy the freaking console in the first place. You know, you get a rough idea of, you should at least have a rough idea of the kind of games that are going to come out on each console. You know, Xboxes are going to have a Halo or something, you know, and Forza.
And about it.
Well, and a few others. And the PlayStation is going to have its Uncharted, and its...
I think the problem anymore is I want to play Battlefield, you know. It's those stupid brony... I use brony. God, why'd I use brony? But
I'm not entirely sure how that fits with Battlefield, to be honest.
Bros.
No, Brony is My Little Pony. Anyway,
That's kind of it for this news, Dan. What's the next news?
The next bit is basically tank football. To celebrate the 2014 FIFA World Cup, you can play World of Tanks with kind of a football game mode. Which is kind of weird. But yeah, the soccer mode will have two teams of three players in special T-62A Sport Edition tanks competing on the football pitch in a range in the middle of Central Square on the Himmelsdorf map. You score points by moving a gigantic ball into the goal.
Have I been completely out of football completely for my life, or is this like the first time football's got this much hype over it? Maybe it's because America's actually into it, I don't know.
Well, I think they were in the last few World Cups as well.
I don't watch football, so.
No, I don't either.
I don't watch sports.
But basically, you can score goals by shunting the ball in or by shooting it. All tanks get 1,000 free high explosive rounds, and they're all invincible. And obviously, the goal is to score goals. You can't destroy the enemy tanks, but you can interrupt your opponents by ramming into them or shooting them. And you can damage their tracks, and that'll temporarily immobilize them.
I want to shoot the ball into the goal. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you think Top Gear, car football, but with turrets, you'd be kind of close. Anyway, the T-62A sports tank will be given to all players once the soccer mode is released. It can't be sold, and it will be removed automatically once the event ends. So it's a limited time only thing. If you play World of Tanks, you probably know about this. If you haven't played World of Tanks but you like football, then maybe this will be, and by football I mean actually proper football with your feet, not hand egg.
God.
But yeah, hopefully it'll be out soon. Wargaming has said that they hope to have it out, the full soccer mode and more info ASAP.
I have a feeling there's going to be so much love for this, they're going to bring it out anyway. It looks like it's a ton of fun.
I mean, the balls don't look very spherical.
Doesn't matter that much, really.
It does in football.
Shut up. I don't think it matters that much, as long as it's
every few years, there's new stuff about how they've developed a rounder football.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh dear God.
So yeah, if you like the idea of tank football, go check it out. It's free to play, for crying out loud.
But anyway, getting out of that, we're gonna go straight into our quest of the week, which was, what was your favorite news from E3? And I'm gonna let Dan take the first one, so go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Basically, we asked, what was your favorite news from E3? And the first one was from @ishinyair on Twitter saying, Bloodborne PS4 exclusive. That was about it.
You know what I just realized? I asked these people to give a quest of the week to get the code for the free Nintendo game. None of them have a Wii U. Oh, God.
Hang on. Doesn't Teflon have a Wii?
Teflon does, but I don't think he wants to win our games. I don't know.
No one wants to win our games.
I'll ask him, but he'll be the only one that can win because he's the only one with the system. Unless these guys want to... I'll ask them separately and see if they want to get a Wii right now so they can get a free game. God. But anyway, the next one is from Mark Hannix, and he says, at the Games RPG, my favorite announcements from E3, which I didn't know prior to the event, have to be Rainbow Six Siege and Bloodborne. So those two guys are Bloodborne fans.
I wasn't expecting Rainbow Six, I must admit.
Well, maybe he likes Rainbow Six games. Actually, I think you said...
No, I wasn't expecting it to be announced. I'd given up on it.
Well, no, he said once that he didn't know...
No, I'm just saying at E3, I wasn't expecting it to be announced. I'd given up on hearing anything about
it. Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it's been so long since a Rainbow Six game.
But yeah, like these guys, I think they're both PS4 fans, because I don't think they have both, Xbox One and PS4. But Bloodborne does look like a cool game, you know, like in the Souls... Well, I mean... It's from software. I want to see more gameplay so I know more of what it's going to look like whenever, you know, the game's coming out and what it's about and stuff like that. Because, yeah, you only got a CGI trailer and everything. So we'll see more of that later. But Dan, take the last one from our number one favorite.
Well, yeah, the next one is from good old Stalwart Teflon, and he says all the Nintendo announcements. I saw so much for Xbox and Wii U that it's causing my wallet to hurt already.
Yeah, I was talking to him and I can't remember how many games he said, but there are a lot of games in the next year that he would like to get.
You know, there's a lot I'd like to get, but it means I have to buy a Wii U.
The damn Wii U. It's like the best console out there right now to have.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the OC podcast guys to hear this. Actually, I think they just need to listen to our Nintendo E3 to kind of backlash at us.
Yeah, they're not going to listen to that.
It's
Nintendo.
Yeah, possibly. I'll make them. I'll tweet them. But anyway, after that, we got the cleanup section, which is going to be The TGM check from Teflon. He's the only one, someone in that I've seen. And he says, at the Games RPG, hashtag TGM check, Diablo 3, Max Curse of the Brotherhood, and Watch Dogs. No Dark Souls 2 in there. Chloe will be very upset. But all that, we're going to the shoutouts now. So, Chloe, what you have shout out? Oh, yeah, you're not here anymore. So, Dan, what do you have to shout out?
Well, at the moment, I'm just scrolling through your tweets so I can actually find the handles of the people that I want to shout out. And I haven't clicked the tweets and replies, so I can't find the people, basically from the Overseas Connection, that I just want to bait. So, yeah, shout outs to, well, the OC podcast, obviously, the brilliant podcast to listen to. At OC Amaryllis, who had some really weird ideas about what she thought certain games were. I'm sorry, but
no, that wasn't her.
That wasn't her that did the Minecraft thing.
She did have the Minecraft, but I was I was thinking of whenever Greg said N64 Mario. By the way, listen to the Overseas Connection. They're almost 5 hours show that they have for E3. Oh, that's so long.
Anyway, OC Amaryllis, who said something along the lines of Mario, what was the game? The game you can design your own. Mario levels.
Mario Maker.
Mario Maker is like Mario meets Minecraft. Have you played Minecraft or any Mario games? It's not.
I think we're going to have her on next week, so you can ask her that yourself.
Yeah, I can indeed. Also, all the bait we've been getting from It's Shiny Here and everyone else that's been actually taking the piss out of Gary for loving Nintendo. I have enjoyed watching it. But unfortunately, I have to say, I think Nintendo did best. So, anyway, Gary, do you want to shout out?
It's definitely Chloe for being on. It was a lot of fun talk and her talking about her other games and
I forgot to shout out Chloe. Really enjoyed the interview.
It was a blast. We had a lot of fun, I think. A lot of laughs and everything. But definitely the Overseas Connection guys, everyone that I've been sighing about the last day, like, man. Yeah, you know, I asked him a question. I sent him over a speak pipe and asked him, what they thought of Nintendo. Because after all Dan's praise about it for someone that is basically PC Central, giving love to it, I was, and hearing other people as well saying, "Wow, maybe I need to get that and whatnot," and then man, my joy turned to into deep depression whenever I heard them just bashing on it. I was like, oh. But I still think they had the best presentation there, and I don't think they gave it enough, basically enough time or consideration, because they didn't announce everything that they had at E3 and all this stuff. But still, listen to Overseas Connection. They're a great podcast to listen to. They're awesome guys over there. I love them all. I can't really say anything about anybody really, because I've been so far up my ass with podcast editing that I haven't been able to play anything with anyone or, have much fun other than listening to us talk for 3 days straight over and over again.
I've just thought of a shout out that I've missed.
Go at it.
It has to be to sometimes a guest on the show, DJ Leroy 85, who has finally popped the question to his girlfriend on her birthday, and they are engaged. Congratulations, sir. Well done. Glad you finally got the balls enough to ask her.
Which, if you listen to the earlier podcast, there was an outtake of the whole wanting to announce it, but he didn't use the podcast for it, so damn him.
One day it'll be a thing.
Yeah, using podcast to announce it. I mean, hell, there was that whole Gearbox Borderlands, Jesus Christ, proposal thing, and the girl was like, freaking out because you love Borderlands stuff. But yeah, and I guess I completely forgot to do this at the beginning of the show, but it is Father's Day today as we are recording, and happy Father's Day to all you wonderful sperm donors out there. Come on, we're basically sperm donors.
Yeah, pretty much all the sperm I've donated has gone into a hanky or a sock or bed sheet.
God. But yeah, none of us are fathers, but we want to shout out all the dads out there, like Mr. Jesus.
I wouldn't mind shouting him out, my dad, but he probably isn't listening. So just in case you are, David Natman. David Andrew Natman.
Hello.
Happy Father's Day.
But yeah, that's it for our shout out section, I believe. So, web for the week, come, Dan, you're hardly done everywhere. Okay, I'll skip on to me. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I'm just hardly down everywhere. So, Twitter's probably the best place to get hold of me. I've been playing a fair bit of Star Citizen. Hopefully soon I'll be on the dogfighting part of the alpha. Can't wait for that to see how much I really suck, because I know I'm better than Gary and Lee at shooting down this wall. That means nothing.
Damn that
really.
Fight stick.
It takes a little bit getting used to.
Yeah, but I think it works better than using keyboard.
Yeah, you can pick this stick up for like $20.
I know, I like spending money, but I haven't done it yet. Soon, I'm sure. So, anything else for you, Dan?
Hardly down everywhere. Same as. That's it. Gary.
All right. Amherst_89 is my Steam, and that is like the basic central. Also, Skype is that as well. Amherst89 on Twitter and Xbox. And then I am always on my Wii U and 3DS because they are the best system to have. And that is Amherst1289. And as soon as I finish up my little section of newish stuff that I'm trying to play through, I'll finally be bringing down the PS3 and playing through like all the Metal Gear Solid game, or well, Metal Gear games.
Oh, and don't forget, if you want to get more information about our guest, check out the show notes, all the links to her stuff. And
oh yeah, I'm gonna have all that stuff.
It's gonna be there, so keep an eye out.
But yeah, I'll be playing through all the Metal Gear games whenever I get that down here, because my brother doesn't have it anymore. Woo! He's down in Virginia. Asshole, I wish I could spend months down there. Why didn't I take my education even further? Anyway, but that is Amherst0289, and that's all you probably basically find me on lately. So, Dan, get us, wipe this shit.
The hell out of it? Okay, as ever, don't forget to check out our Facebook page. I can't remember the link, but yeah, go to Facebook, put the Gamesman RPG in, and you'll probably find us there. Don't forget voicemails. We love having voicemails because it means it gives us something to talk about, and we can have a rest. So call the RPG hotline at 412-267-RPG1. And if you live out of the US and that's too expensive for you, you can always submit an MP3 email us, send us spam or whatever. And that email address is thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. We do have a Twitter account that is @thegamesmanrpg, and we have some new followers this week. We have @shep_fg. Windborn Fan, Andrew J. Mason, Cade Rageous, and Unruly Ruffian. Now, that's a name I like. Thank you guys for following.
I don't know if it's because of the whole, E3 stuff up, but we got a bunch of followers in the last day or two, and it's been very nice.
Well, five.
No, I said in the last day or two, not that
five
long.
Followers.
Yeah.
Anyway, if MP3 and stuff like that isn't your thing, you probably won't be listening to this, but if you are, by some shift fluke, you can always check out our YouTube channel for the podcast, and actually you've posted a few videos up there recently.
I put three up in the last maybe 2 weeks now. I can't remember whenever I put this up.
And as soon as I manage to sort out some sort of capture device that doesn't...
You capture Far Cry 3 with no problem. You can capture anything with that stuff until you get an Elgato or whatever.
Yeah, it's not working so well now. But yeah, I'll do something at some point. Maybe I'll put some Star Citizen up. Don't forget, if you've got either of us on Steam and you want to see some videos of the games we've got there, because between us we've got quite a lot of games, let us know and we can quite happily, you know, put a video up for the first 15 minutes or however long you want, within reason. I mean, it takes me a long time to upload 15 minutes of 1080p, so don't take the piss. Anyway, going back to the old Twitter, don't forget you can use hashtag TGMCheck to tell us what games you've been playing, and hashtag TGMQuest to quite obviously answer our question of the week. I've just realized we haven't set a question of the week this week, so perhaps the quest can be,
yeah, we'll do
what it, should we do is the quest of the week next week.
Yeah, we can do that.
We have a Twitch stream. I believe it's something like twitch.com/thegamesmanrpg. And as ever, please send us some iTunes reviews. We've got the stream working and everything now. So, let us know what you think about that. And, you know, if you don't use iTunes, just email us with what you think. You know, tell us how crap we are. Anyway, my voice is on the way out. So,
just getting worse.
Gary, I think you're going to have to give us the outro and then I can rest my larynx.
So that does it for episode 23 of The Gamesman. I have been AmerCity9, your host, and on behalf of Chloe and on behalf of Harley Dan, we are The Gamesman. Until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
My roommate's computer is a fucking beast. Mine needs some updating, but she's got it. She calls it Kronos. And
ooh, PC with a name. They're always good.
Yeah. It's, she calls it that because it's powered by a Titan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beast.
the jobs she just got, they're considering, because they got this grant, they're considering getting her a Titan Z to review it.
Oh, fuck.
So,
she'll have to send that back, though, right?
I have no idea.
But if she doesn't, can you get her to send me the time? You'll be having that, I imagine.
So did you figure out a game you want?
Oh, I already forgot everything that you mentioned. Is there any way that you could send me, like, a list?
Yeah, let me do this.
I'm sorry, I'm a pain in the ass.
Right, I'm gonna put them at the bottom of the show notes.
I'll go with Dragon Age.
And speaking of that, I need to add you as a friend on Steam, so I can do that.
The little side note that you could put on there, where it's like best wishes or like XOXOX. Yeah, you owe me. Or one of the funniest ones was Game On or Buckle Up. It's just like so like ridiculously cheesy. Yeah. Oh, you sent me worms too. Awesome.
I have two, so I might as well.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion for a full refund.
I feel like I'm saving the world when I'm playing the game.